Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about supplementing summertime pasture. That in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Providing a supplemental feed to stock or cattle on summer grass can be a good economic move, at least in places where the grass resource itself is a little bit on the limited side of things. To a lot of producers, supplementing stocker calves may seem excessive and costly, but beef cattle specialist Dale Blasi says the approach can have merit.
With a producer being tied in with a given land area to work with for cattle, the opportunities to utilize some additional supplementation, if you will, or feeding, and being able to also increase stocking density of the existing grass, there has been shown some opportunity to accelerate the growth of the calves, reduce the time they are resident to the pasture, and also heavier weights going into the yard represents shorter days on feed as well.
Blasi's a beef cattle specialist at Kansas State. He says research at his institution has shown that this management tactic does impact calf growth positively.
We conducted some work back in the mid-90s where we were supplementing approximately 1% of a grain and a commercial supplement to limit intake at about 1%. So for 6-weight calves, we were looking at 6 pounds of this supplement per head per day. Recently, we have conducted several trials where we have looked at the supplementation of about 0.3 to 0.4% of the animal's weight. So we've reduced the amount. When it was all said and done, those calves were significantly heavier, and they were in the feed yard when it was said and done about 20 days less than their non-fed, unsupplemented peers.
And Blasi says that the research shows that supplementation does pay off even when you don't feed every single day.
You know, we did conduct some work here 2 years ago looking at frequency of supplementation, and we showed no significant differences supplementing daily versus every 2 days. When you look at, say, distiller's grains at $180 or so a ton, that's 9 cents per pound as is. So you're supplementing at about, with the costs associated with delivery and so forth, you're looking at about 20 to 30 cents per head per day. Our gain, on the other hand, is an additional 2 to 3 tenths. And if you do the value of gain, cost of gain somewhere for that added gain is in the ballpark of 45 cents, give or take. Yes, there are definitely opportunities where the provision of a supplement beyond what we think of as a traditional 20% cube, where this can fit in very, very well.
Extension beef cattle specialist Dale Blasi talking about summertime supplementation for your stocker cattle. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's time for Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. They'll be featuring over 500 head of fall calving cows, heifers, and spring pairs, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. The sale will be held Saturday, June 4th at 12 noon at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma on Highway 33. For more information, you can go to the website www.collinscattleservices.com or call 800-975-6313. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. We remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes.